Robbins once again live from our home.
I wrote moving back to New Hampshire over the last couple of years, and just kind of this feeling of when you come back to a place that you grew up in and you feel like, man, everything is like the same, nothing's changed, but it still feels different, and you realize that actually you're the thing that has changed. So this is called Everything Stayed the Same, parentheses, but me. Still come home to the same old house, with fields and mountains all around it. That stone wall is really something else. I still remember the day we found it. Up there in that old red barn, there's a wall that's painted with our names on it. Out there in the yard, that big oak is standing tall. Yeah, everything stayed the same. Nothing's really changed at all. Everything is the same but me. This town looks just the same to me. Familiar houses line the street. That mountain's where I learned to ski, and there's the pub where I like to eat. Over there in that old boatyard are the sails that carried us over the water. In that park, in that old pine bark, our initials are carved in hearts. Yeah, everything stayed the same. Nothing's really changed at all. Everything is the same but me. I look out at the same tree line that has inspired me all my life, and I think about all the eyes that have gazed on this horizon just like mine. Every time I look, I see a different kind of picture. I know that nothing's changed, so it must be my perspective. Wish I could see the world the same as when I was a kid. There's something deep within me that I just can't shake. If anybody asks me, I will tell them that I've grown. I think it's kind of true, but I also yearn for something to remind me of the little things in life, like wasting time in meadows chasing butterflies. Could everything stay the same with magic in the air, even when I'm gray?
Yeah, you know, it's just beautiful. It's really, and it sounds great on this technology too. I'm so happy we decided to do this.
Yay. Oh, good. I'm glad it's coming through.
Yeah. Clean. The only bad thing is you'll never have to come in here again because you can just do it right there.
Oh, I will have to come in because I haven't seen you in so long. You all are so nice at the station. I always loved coming in there.
Yeah, well,
I really appreciate, like, you're so supportive to everyone that you bring in, and you're just so encouraging, and it's really, really great because it's a tough life sometimes out there on the road, and so it's nice to have people like you.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's our pleasure, and I'll just embarrass you just one more time because the first time that you were here, I don't know if you remember, but Mike Stewart, a friend of ours, was walking in the hallway while you were in here performing live, and he walked in with a puzzled look on his face, which isn't unusual, but he said, I thought you were playing a CD. It just sounded so perfect. Your voice is so crisp and perfect pitch, and that's you, Katie. I mean, everybody, you just heard her. That was playing live, like at home, over the air. I mean, so that anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. And
Thank you. We're
so happy to promote you. So let's do this. I'm going to play two songs that are a couple of my favorites. One of them I know you already know. And that'll be the second of the two that I play. But they're both from the same album called There Is Light, which was 2019, right?
Yes, 2019. Yeah.
So I want to play There's a Light from There Is Light. Thanks a lot for confusing us there.
That's great. It's so confusing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you did that. And then my favorite, like ever, Jeep Song. Are you shocked?
Oh, I'm not shocked. Wait, yes, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say There's a Light, but wait, you just said that. So
I did. All right, so let me play these two from the 2019 record called There Is Light. And Katie, please mute yourself again.
All righty.
All right, we'll be back to say bye after these, but I want to play There's a Light. This is Katie Dobbins at WMFO.
They don't really want what's right. All you gotta do is tell me. Do you? Why not do something? Take your foot off the clutch, easy now. Take that transmission down. I'll take you all over town in this wrangler place crown. Put your foot on the gas, easy now. Turn up that radio sound. We're singing all over town in this wrangling topless crown. Don't stall on me, riding with the wind in our seats. Don't stall on me, trying to eyes to the window, easy now. Let that air blow around. There's views like this all over town from this wrangling topless crown. Don't stop. Take your foot off the clutch, easy now.
It's WMFO in Medford. That's Katie Dobbins. 10:14 in the morning. Song about learning to drive a Jeep with manual transmission. Always loved that. And also played There's a Light, both from the record There Is Light in 2019. And Katie, you can unmute yourself and say hi.
Hi.
Oh, that works so well. All right. So let's remind everybody where you're playing later tonight. One more time.
Yeah. So today, if you're in New Hampshire at all, I'm playing at the Brookford Farm
Sunflower Soiree from 1 to 4, and I'm doing a fun musicians event that's at a private residence this evening in Guilford, New Hampshire. The first event, the Sunflower event, is in Canterbury, New Hampshire. So if you want to go to either of those and you want more information, I'm happy to give it to you.
Yep, and I have put the link on my show post on Facebook and on Instagram that shows every place that you're going to be playing, including later this month on the 27th of August, Family Field Day at Job Lane Historic Museum in Bedford. And then September 9th, you'll be at that great show. It's a great take right on the water. Boston Arts Festival, Christopher Columbus Waterfront Park on September 9th. So thank you, Katie. I think that we broke some new ground today with live streaming on the air.
I'm honored to be your first guest. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, we never tried having somebody play live doing that. That was great.
Well, thank you so much. That was really fun, and it's always fun to catch up with you, Mike. I really appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you, too. And the other stuff that we heard from you, let's just review quickly. When Seasons Change, and Just 'Cause I Can, two new ones that were released earlier this year. The live ones we just talked about, Red, White, and Blueberry Wine, then Everything Stayed the Same But Me, as well as There's a Light in Jeep Song. Katie, thank you so much. That was awesome. That was just awesome.
We did it.
We did it. I know. I have to admit, I was nervous, but I shouldn't have been.
thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thank you. Hope to see
someday
you
I'll
in person.
Someday I'll come back there in person.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. All right, you are free to disconnect, and I thank you so much. If you could see me, I'm bowing to you in that way that DJs do.
Oh, I'm curtsying, all right. Although I'm not wearing a skirt. But,
all right,
you know.
And unbeknownst to you, I took that cute picture of your dog under the desk, and I posted it on Facebook. And by the way, Katie, take a look and say hi to your friends on the Facebook post that I did, because everybody's really loving what they're hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was looking for it, but I couldn't find. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, it's Facebook. It's, you
I'll
know, Mike
it.
Newman is me, and you'll find me there.
What's your name? Just kidding.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, bye. Okay, so it's WMFO. It's 10:17 in the morning. I have more new noise from a local Boston artist. Yeah, I do. This one's Bird Language. They've got a brand new record, and this is an advanced single, as they do. This one is Bird Language and called Heartbreak Summertime. It's new noise at WMFO.
Hi, I'm Cedric Ellis for PETA. Who can forget the haunting images of animals left behind barely clinging to life after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast? Hurricanes, flash floods, earthquakes, and wildfires can affect us all, but animals are often the most vulnerable victims. If you're forced to evacuate, protect your entire family and never leave your animals behind. Make plans for their safety now before disaster strikes. For tips on disaster preparedness, visit PETA.org. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford, 10:37 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'll be here for about another 23 minutes or so until Something About the Women comes in with a guest host surprise. Yeah, so that'll be cool. All right, so I got a bunch of music to play, and I want to get in before the top of the hour. So started that last set with new noise from Boston's own Bird Language, brand new single called Heartbreak Summertime. Yeah, I know. Some more great Boston music from Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin. That was Real Love. The Sins from New York, New Jersey area. They're going to be here next week with me right here because they're playing around here. The Sins, C-Y-N-Z, from their record called Little Devil in 2016. That was super fan, super good. Cosmic Landing, I thought of them because we talked to them in Adelaide, Australia on Clean Feet as well. They didn't play, though. Maybe they will next time. But Cosmic Landing from 2022's record Wanderer, that was Something Happening. And they're coming here, too. They're coming here, too. Dan Anklin is going to bring them here to play for all of us, all the way from Australia. And Mike Viola, another Boston area, Stoughton, Massachusetts, his own, from his latest record called Paul McCarthy. That was Water Makes Me Sick. All right, I want to play something from Boston's own American Ocelot from their new record called Million Things. This is Pressure. It's New Noise at WMFO.
On my mind, oh, so many things. The storms of my responsibilities crashing down, resisting my efforts. It's my old familiar friend. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pressure, pressure keeps me at the top. so great. First time this breakfast, second I thought I had a ride to the coffee shop on time. But no one was in line, and the door was locked up. Finally I jumped into the van and hit a traffic jam on the way to Steely Dan. Playing all of Asia and so forth, I missed the encore. Why always sleeping?
Oh, yeah. 10:55 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford. Let me tell you about that last set. I got a few things to tell you. That last song we heard was The Nervous Eaters, Boston's Own, End of the World Girl. That's from their latest record called Monsters and Angels. It's fabulous. There's a new record coming out, too. It'll be out in full in 2024. And they're going to be playing with Girl with a Hawk at Hopkinton Center for the Arts tonight, Saturday the 19th. Again, Nervous Eaters, Girl with a Hawk at Hopkinton Center for the Arts tonight. So that's a great show to do. Before that, we heard a band from Boston called This Day in History with Never on Time from their latest record called Years of Wear and Tear. They are going to be here playing live down in Studio D Saturday, September 9th. Cannot wait. Again, that was Boston's Own This Day in History. Before that, we heard Holy Smoke and Balance. Now, I'm going to be seeing them tonight. They are playing in Portland, Maine, and shooting their music video. They are playing with the Mike Morris Band and Cole Phillips Band tonight in Portland, Maine. So if you're around Portland, Maine, please look that up. Heard Shake the Faith. I played that because Todd Erickson is in both Balance and was in Shake the Faith. That was Wild World by Shake the Faith. And Boston's Own American Ocelot started us off from their latest record, and that was called Pressure. I have Mr. Vince Magazzini here. Surprise!
Mike on the mic. It's great to be here. Thank you.
We used to get up, like, remember? We started 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Like, and then we got to 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and then did we ever go to 8, or we just...
I think we did. I think we finally started at 8 o'clock for a while, and then I had to work at a bank, and I had to work Saturdays, so I missed almost every
show. And you're still at that. You're still at that job, though.
Oh, I love it, but I hate the fact that I missed so many Saturday mornings, and we had to split up doing DJing. But
I know.
We're still part of the station, and today I get the privilege to be the host of Something About the Women.
Yeah,
it's a show that's been going on since 1973. And it explores music by women artists, and I am delighted to be hosting.
Yeah, just think, you know, started way back then from the Mike and Vin show, or the Vin and Mike show.
Yeah.
Back then. We walked up the stairs with Skybar.
Oh, yeah, I'll never forget that.
And we got trained.
Yeah.
And here we are all these years. It's like almost 12 years later.
Yep. Ed was with us. He was our trainer.
Yep.
And
we all look fabulous.
Oh, we do. Yeah. And it's... great. We had it. It was the Mike and Vin show because it was alphabetical. I remember.
It had to be that because it couldn't be anything else. There's no way. So I know that we've got something queued up to start playing by one of my favorite bands with a female lead singer. But what's the plan today for your turn at Something About the Women?
Well, Cassidy has suggested some music. Sue has suggested music. I hope Kirsten does. So send me an email or just get in touch with me, Kirsten. I have all kinds of music. I have Lucinda, Joni. I even have Diana Krall lined up, so I can't wait.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So you'll be here until 1 p.m. Then you're going to go take a breath.
And I'll take a break, and then I'll come back at 4 o'clock, and
after
I'll be here
Brian
from 4 to 6.
After Brian and his show, yeah. Crash Course for the Ravers. So you got Vin doing the women, and you got Vin doing Vin. And your show, just so everybody knows, is every Saturday, 4 o'clock, and Acoustic Ceiling.
Mike, thank you for introducing me and being part of your show. Mike on the mic, everybody.
Hooray.
Listen to him. Listen to him every Saturday from 9 to 11 on WMFO.
All right. And with that, I'll thank everybody for listening. It was fun. Thank you, Katie Dobbins. That was a great first experiment to get that going. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. So we're going to start with a request for...
The Beths.
From... Was it Cassidy?
Well, my daughter Emma introduced me to The Beths. And so this is going out to my daughter Emma.
I love this band.
I'm glad you do.
Don't just love them. I love them. All right, it's The Beths and Dying to Believe. All stay tuned for Vin.
Okay.
And Something About the Women.
Thanks, Mike.
WMFO.